At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a My Lowe's Rewards or a My Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. And it's great to have you along today, and we're talking about a really big issue. It's been going on for a while, and I'm so excited to have Jim Beloga with me today to talk about this. He's the president and CEO of Porter & Chester Institute, a great school that's doing great things, putting people out into the workforce and healthcare and into the skilled trades. So, Jim, thanks for coming into the studio today, because this is one of those things that everybody's talking about, but what are we doing about it, right? I mean, I think it was just yesterday on Fox News where Mike Rowe, you know, talked about the number of people that are really just sitting on their butts as we head into a recession when there are such demands for people in the trades and especially in healthcare. And you see that every day in what you do.
Yes. Well, Ann, thanks for having me. I'm excited for the opportunity. And you're spot on, and Mike's spot on. There is a skills gap in the country. There's probably a little bit of a will gap as well. And I'm excited to talk about the opportunity that exists for anybody who's interested in going to work. You know, the skilled trades right now, we get calls every week from employers. They can't sustain their businesses, let alone grow their business. Mm-hmm. I mean, so there's tremendous need. If you want to be, you know, if you have any interest in being an electrician, a plumber, an HVAC technician, you know, an electronics technician, a welder, an automotive technician, there are jobs that are waiting. Just need to get the skills, and our programs are designed so that you can get in and out of school in 1 year's time. And again, in healthcare is another area where there's a shortage of nurses. There's a shortage of medical assistants, dental assistants. And I would just encourage your listeners to, you know, check out our website. There's a lot of educational programs that we have available. And again, the program offerings that we have really align with where the shortages are in the marketplace. And I would say that if you have a desire to learn and practically apply what we teach you in a lab environment, in our industry modeled labs, within as short as a year, you can find a well paying job, on your way to a career. And I think what we're seeing now, for maybe the first time in a long time, at least from my 15 years at Porter & Chester Institute, is that the career versus college decisions that yep. families are making, mm-hmm. and it's something that I think with the high cost of attending a 4-year school, along with the time, the 4 years, families are taking a hard look at that and saying, what is the return? And you have to really, I think, make sure you pick the right major when you go to a 4-year, institution. I have a 4-year degree. I was very fortunate that, my original was pursuing pre-med, and that didn't work out, and I ended up getting a degree in accounting, which, you know, led to, you know, a professional career at, you know, as a certified public accountant, you know, right out of college. You know, that being said, you know, that was a while ago, and when college,
things have changed.
Yeah, college costs were a bit more reasonable.
Exactly.
And you know, and I think now, you know, you compare, you know, attending, you know, an institution like ours, 1 year of your time, and let's just say around, you know, 32 to 33 to 35 thousand dollars. You compare that with the fact that, you know, some, you know, let's just say you have two kids. One kid goes to our school. They're in and out in a year. It costs you, let's just say, $35,000. You have another child. That child goes to another a 4-year institution. You know, they're in that institution for 3 incremental years.
If you're lucky.
Yeah, right. If you're lucky. But let's just you know, be, you know, we'll be positive and assume they get through in 4 years. They don't change their majors. They don't, you know, they know
everything goes as planned.
Exactly. You know, directionally they know what they want to do.
Right.
You know, so you've got 3 more years of time in that program, and you have the added cost. And, you know, if you look at you know, institutions, you know, today of higher ed, you know, it's probably not uncommon to you know, spend $50,000 to live on a campus $50,000 per year. And you know, I think your listeners could go out to any, you know, university's website and take a look at that. And
and prices keep going up. You know, and that's the thing too, is that I believe that the stigma of going to a trade school and getting into a skilled trade has really diminished. And I give a lot of credit to people like Mike Rowe,
sure,
for stuff like that, because he's out there talking about this, like, mm-hmm, why aren't we doing this? Why aren't we encouraging our kids and our grandkids or whoever it is that we can help influence to at least take a look at it? And, you know, I know just from my experience in working with you guys that so many of these students are hands-on learners. Mm-hmm. So many of these trades are hands-on, and to get that skill and to really be able to, whether it's to help a patient or whether it's to fix an HVAC system, which everybody needs, or electrical work, or how to build things, there is an automotive. Right. You know, how that has changed over the years. It's not just wrenches, right? It's right. All electronic, and it's all technology now. Mm-hmm. And these trades have just come so far, and it really is okay,
right,
to take a look at that and know that people are fighting to get these students the minute they graduate, if not before.
Yeah, no, it's you're spot on with that. It's we see it all the time. You know, electrical contracting firms, plumbing firms, HVAC firms, electronics firms, automotive dealers and repair shops. There is a need for workers in these professions. And if you like building things, if you like doing things, each and every day, and having a sense of accomplishment, it's you know, it's really these trades are a great place to be. We just started a welding program in Bridgeport, and we're probably up to about 40 or 50 students already.
Mm-hmm.
And I would encourage your viewers to go check out our webpage, porterchester.edu. We've posted up a recent video with some of the students, and, you know, we've got some young women in the program. We obviously have young men. And again, I think that skill or that trade, you know, it requires a lot. I mean, it's, you know, you're dealing with various forms of metal and electricity in terms of creating, you know, a bond. And everything in this country gets put together, mm-hmm, somehow, some way,
right,
through a weld. And I would just, and you have to be artistic too, in the sense that, you know, in terms of the craftsmanship and the workmanship that goes into creating a great weld, In terms of the bead that you lay down between two pieces of metal. I mean, it's just, it's fast.
There's a lot to it.
There is.
And I was down at Electric Boat this past summer, and they were actually, a whole crew of people were working on, you know, these cruise ships and things that come into Bridgeport, and a lot of people were welding, a lot of people were working on the electrical. I saw pretty much every trade there that had some part in maintaining these vessels. Mm-hmm. And especially here in Connecticut, where we've got so many, whether you've got the casinos, think about the jobs that are there in all these trades. You know, think about Electric Boat. Think about any occupation, any job, any institution in the state, from CAD folks. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just so much need out there right here in our state. So if you've got somebody just sitting around saying, I don't know what I want to do, or more importantly, I don't know if I can afford it, there are options.
No, absolutely. And I would encourage the listeners to definitely come out to our campuses, take a tour, you know, give us a call, send us an email, send us a text, come out, take a tour. I find folks are generally blown away when they come into our schools and take a look at our industry modeled labs that we've designed. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think for many folks, if you don't have anybody in your family and friends network that you know that does that type of work, so like for example, if you don't have anybody in your family and friend network that's a plumber, I mean, you don't know what you don't know,
right?
And you know, you might actually have a plumber come to your house when you know you have a pipe clogged or there's some problem, a pipe burst or whatever. But I think that for many folks, I don't think they always make that connection that this is a viable, these are viable jobs. These are viable careers. I mean, we have students who have gone through our program, have gone out, done their requisite on-the-job training that they've needed to do as an apprentice to then become a licensed professional. And we have some of these students who want to be business owners, and they go out and start their own plumbing contracting firm or their electrical contracting firm or HVAC. And you think about what we've just been through the last 3 years, and HVAC has become so important, the air quality in our homes, air quality in the places we work, the places we worship. You know, every place that we're inside, folks are concerned about the air quality now, and not only the hot and cold air, but the actual the integrity of the air that's getting cycled through the facility. And I would just you know encourage again, really any and I'll call young person, somebody from I'd say 14 to 65, there are viable career options if you want to come to school for a year and then go into the field and work for a couple more years to become for the vocations or the professions that require licensure. You know, you're going to have to work a couple of years underneath a licensed professional. It's no different than me being a CPA. I mean, as a certified public accountant, I came out of college. I had to work in the state that I was going to become licensed in. I had to work for 2 years underneath a licensed CPA, and then that person obviously vouched. You know, I was in a quote program, but they then basically said, "Yeah, Jim worked the 4,000 or whatever it is, 4,100, 4,200 hours of time to meet the work requirement, and I had the educational requirement obviously from my college days, and then I took the CPA exam and became a licensed CPA. So again, whether you want to be a plumber, electrician, HVAC, electronics, those folks are generally subject to some form of state licensure. Again, there's some certifications in automotive, there's certifications in welding, and then as you extend into healthcare, I mean, obviously we have a practical nursing program.
Externships, where they actually get out into the facilities, whether it's assisted living or actual hospitals to do, you know, their hours out, their clinicals.
Yep.
So and you've got that plan all set up, and that's the beauty of what you do at Porter & Chester Institute. Yep. The other thing that impresses me is the instructors. Mm-hmm. So that most of these instructors that are teaching these students, you know, whether they're adult learners, whether they're veterans, whether they're right out of high school, they've worked in the industry.
Right.
And and they understand how things work. Not only the hard skills, the hands-on stuff, but the soft skills.
Sure.
Right? Like show up, be on time, be polite, you know, don't track mud into the house. Mm-hmm. I mean, all those kinds of things. It's all part of the experience that you get there.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think that's another really good point is that as much as you're learning the technical skills while you're with us, you're also learning professional skills. Mm-hmm. And that is, you know, your appearance matters. You know, your attitude matters. Having the ability to communicate. Showing up on time, showing up. I mean, for a lot of the professions that we have, that everyone wears a uniform. So, you know, making sure that you look the part. Because again, whether you're in some sort of healthcare setting or dental office setting, out in the field or coming into somebody's home or someone's business, we all sort of take a look at, you know, how we represent ourselves, you know, as that professional. Mm-hmm. And so again, just, you know, working with students in that regard, to just, you know, help them understand
people
that.
Skills, you know, exactly. You don't learn that in a classroom. You really have to experience that. The other thing I find too is, you know, the continuance of your education and of your career, mm-hmm. as you graduate from like a Porter and Chester Institute.
Right.
For example, at my car dealership, you know, so I have a Lexus, I go mm-hmm. there, and, you know, a lot of the people I talk to, you know, I went to a trade school, and now, you know, Lexus and, for example, Hoffman mm-hmm. is taking me to the next step. It's continuing education. And with that continuing education comes an increased pay scale.
Right.
So it doesn't just stop there, right?
Right.
You've got advancement opportunities if you work at it.
Right. And one of the things that we talk to the students about is lifelong learning and mm-hmm. your commitment to it. And as I think all of us take a look, you know, over, you know, for some of us, we can talk about maybe decades, but, you know, if you look at life over the last 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years, it's amazing, right, the amount of technology that is has been integrated into our lives. And, you know, you look at a car, you know, a car 15 years ago may have consisted of, you know, maybe 30% of the car was electronic. You know, today it's probably 95%. And so the skills that you need today are different than the skills that you needed mm-hmm. a long time ago, because, you know, a car was more mechanically based, not electronically based. Today they're more electronically based. So it requires, you know, a different skill set. You still have to have mechanical dexterity and the ability, you know, to use hand tools and other tools to make the repair. But in terms of your ability to diagnose the situation or the problem, you're now relying on technology, relying on, you know, hooking up a computer to the car's computer and then, you know, getting back error codes and then trying to figure out from there what do we think the problem is. And again, as you start to look at building automation systems, this is the Internet of Things, if you will, is being extended, you know, throughout everything that we do. So, you know, again, I think the skills that folks are presented with are just the beginning. You know, from our school, when you're being introduced, you're getting the skills to become, you know, a high quality entry level employee. And then you have to commit to your point. You have to commit yourself to lifelong learning, because you know, Lexus, for example, is going to come out with a new model. Their engineers are going to design a car in a different way. They're going to put a new feature on this car or that car. And so, again, the technician who wants to be successful and move up in terms of the pay grade and the pay scales is going to have to commit themselves to lifelong learning so that they can continue to progress along their career. And again, you know, frequency in the actual practice matters, and that's one of the things that I think is really great about our education. And I have to say, even for myself, I'll sit in a class from time to time, listen to the theory that's presented, and then go into one of our industry modeled labs and practically apply that skill and mm-hmm. say, I get it. I can, you know, there's the education, you know, in my mind is relevant in the sense that I can make a connection between the theory as to why something works, and then I can go and practically apply it, and I can sort of touch it, feel it, see it, hear it.
Do it.
And
I know that you spent a lot of time on the welding simulator. I mean, just state-of-the-art stuff down there. And it's not as easy as it looks. And you being a perfectionist, from what I can tell, you know, it was you wanted to get a good score before, right. You know. So that's the other thing. There's great tools, you know, whether it's Animation Annie, mm-hmm. you know, the animated doll that screams and yells and right. is amazing in the healthcare field down there. But you know what I wish, Jim? I just wish that high schools, and I think they're getting better at this.
They are.
And high school counselors, you know, presented this as a viable option for students instead of that you got to go to a four-year university.
Right.
And I know a lot of schools, like New Britain High School, for example, they've got a Met Academy. They've got hands-on learning there mm-hmm. as far as a lot of the trades. It's an introduction to those students mm-hmm. to get them excited and introduce them to what the future could realistically look like.
Right.
And that's what you need. We need more of that.
Yeah, and I think there is a major shift in the country right now. There's this debate or this decision that families have to take. It's career versus college, and I think that is becoming much more relevant in terms of front of mind for families, because again, weighing the time plus the cost. Plus the future earnings of the major or the that you select with a career, and that career requires, you know, generally less than 2 years of technical training, and then taking a look at the career path there. And again, just like we talked about career continuous lifelong learning, you know, I think what we're seeing more and more is students you know, sort of taking their education in pieces as they move through their lives. And, you know, with the advent of, you know, I want to become a plumber, let's just say, or an HVAC tech, and I learn the skill, you know, I learn the trade. And then all of a sudden, you know, I'm, you know, let's just say I'm 18, I go to Porter and Chester Institute, I get out at 19, I need to work for 4 years to get my hours, my on-the-job hours. So now I'm 23. I work for maybe a couple more years, and then I'm, let's just say I'm 26 or 27.
Starting your own business.
Yeah, I want to start my own contracting
and
firm.
And they do.
And so what I might do is they may come back to us and take, you know, one of our business programs to learn all the basics mm-hmm. of what's involved to managing employees, to, you know, to making payroll, to the accounting, to the marketing, you know, all those things. And then when they're 30, you know, they might be successfully running, you know, a couple of trucks, and now they're on their way to, you know, a plumbing contracting business that now is adding jobs in the state and is adding tax revenue, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And you know, again, 12 years earlier, they just graduated from high school.
I know.
And now
it's a faster track.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to go back to Mike Rowe. So Mike Rowe, for those of you who might not know, is the host of How America Works. And he was recently on Fox News, and here's what I quote him. He says, you've got 7 million men right now, prime age 25 to 54, not only not working, but affirmatively not looking for work, he said, in this recession. People are sitting on their butts.
Mm.
I mean, why is that when there are options out there in short term? When you think about 1 year, mm-hmm. you know, it's just a blip.
Well, yeah, and again, I'll go back to the fact that many folks, I mean, you don't know what you don't know, mm-hmm. right? And if you don't know that there's an opportunity that might pique your interest, you know, that sort of situation passes you by.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the things that we've tried to do over the last several years is try to make more and more people aware of what the career path could look like for somebody, whether you're 18 or whether you're 35 or whether you're 45. You know, I host a podcast called Inside Career Technical Education, and we have people on there that are in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. We haven't had any in 60s yet, but we have, you know, we have had folks who've changed career,
yeah.
you know, in their 50s. And I think that just folks not knowing that this kind of educational path to employment exists. And the great thing about our education is that when you leave us, you actually have tangible skills. I mean, you actually could fix something in your house.
Right.
Or fix something on your car.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, you would have a better understanding and possibly fix something, you know, in a medical or dental or, you know, office on the healthcare side, and as well as, you know, we do have, you know, computer-aided design drafting, and we've got computer network technology, and we've got a whole bunch of other programs through another school we own called YTI Career Institute. But the I think the thing is that, again, trying to just get folks to understand that there's other opportunities out there for them. One of the things that we hear, and I've heard a lot, when I ask our students who come to us, one, how'd you hear about us? And then two, were you ever presented this opportunity in high school? And they simply said they may have been presented the opportunity. They don't really remember that. And some of them will flat out say, well, no, I went to a different high school. I mean, I went to a high school that really prepared me to go on to a four-year degree. So I wasn't really exposed to any of those things. But again, we do have folks who do have bachelor's degrees who come to our school because, again, they're not.
It didn't work out. For some people.
They didn't find their passion.
They didn't find their passion
in what they were doing.
Right.
And they later on in life got exposed to it and they said, oh, this is kind of cool.
And I can make a lot of money doing it.
Exactly.
And there's also a flexibility component here too, because a lot of people can't just stop what they're doing. You've got kids, you've got expenses, you've got all these things. So there are ways that you can work into a lot of these programs with that flexibility and still have your job and still maintain your family. Mm-hmm. It's still a lot of work, but the end game, after a short period of time, is really totally worth it. So again, Jim Beloga from Porter and Chester Institute. And if you want more information on any of the programs, we do encourage you to go to their website, porterchester.edu. Like you mentioned, you do podcasts, success stories there. And if you want to sit down with your kid, your grandkid, and say, it's okay if you want to look into this.
Right.
And then when they're making money and fixing your furnace, you'll appreciate the fact that they did, right?
Right.
So any last minute piece of advice before we got to say goodbye?
No, the last piece of advice I would just say to everybody is seeing is believing. So I would encourage everybody, before you make a decision, come check out our school, meet with our folks, and bring your questions. We are trying to communicate the value of career education to as many folks who want to listen, because it is a viable path. I believe with a very attractive return on your investment of time and money.
You couldn't have said it any better. Well, Jim Beloga, thank you so much. And again, folks, I'll say it one more time, porterchester.edu. Interesting conversation, so get off your butt and look into it, right?
You got it.
All right.
Ann.
Thank you, Jim. And thanks to all of you for tuning in to this edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.